Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, it's 2019. Happy New Year. It's a new year. And we hope everybody has New Year's resolutions to make them have a better life. That's right. You should be trying to change your life so that you can live a holier existence. You can live a better life and have better relations with the neighbors, with your citizens in your neighborhood, with the kids that you go to school with. Everybody should have a better relationship with the people that you live around. Because this is 2019. This is a new year. And it's time to get right. That's right. G-Money said, get right, be right, okay. That's how we're doing it all day long. We're trying to get ourselves right and prepare for the next life. That's right. I believe in the afterlife, the life after. So I'm telling everybody they need to get themselves together. And you need to think about some thing that you need to change in your life. So let's sit back and think about some of the things that I had to change in my life. Well, I wasn't a violent person, so I didn't really have a lot of enemies that I had to change my attitude towards. But those of you that got enemies and you get mad at people because they don't like what you say or they get mad at things that you do, well, then you can change that. You change your attitude toward them, and you be a better person. Like Michael Jackson said, we need to look at the man in the mirror, and you need to change your attitude about who you are and who you're going to be and the people that you hang around. You need to be a better person. So this is what the new year brings, the opportunity for you to change your lifestyle and to become a better person. Now, that was one of the things that I suggest people change, their attitudes toward man and toward women, too. And women, you need to change your attitude toward a lot of men, because all men ain't out to do women wrong. They just don't know any better. So you need to learn how to deal with the men on their level so that you can be a better person. And if you treat the men right, then the men will treat you right. That's how it goes all day long because everybody's in it to win it. You know, girls, guys, you got to be better people to get a better relationship with people. So that's another thing that you need to do. Another situation that I think people need to check themselves on is those people that do dope. I'm not talking about smoking marijuana I'm talking about doing heroin, doing acid, doing speed, doing crystal meth, doing crack cocaine, and doing cocaine. You got to give that up, because that don't make you no better person. It puts you in a worse situation. And you got to think about that. If you're spending all your money getting high, you can't pay your bills. And you can't live a good life if you can't pay your bills and you're living outside in the street and you're living on the curb. That ain't a good way to live. So you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Get your attitude together and become a better person, because that way you can live a long, healthy life. And in me, with my situation, yeah, I'm a victim. I used to smoke crack, and I used to smoke crystal meth, and I did a little speed. But, you know, I didn't really like those drugs. They weren't my drug of choice. You know, I did them because I had girlfriends that did the drugs, and I benefited from having sex with all these girls that were involved in doing drugs. So that's how I enjoyed the drugs. I let them get high, and then I would take advantage of being with them. But, you know, I found out that I was spending money unnecessarily just to have fun with these girls. And I didn't even like the drugs that we were doing. So I got to the point where I just cut it off. I stopped doing the drugs, and I became a better man. You know, I started lifting weights, and I got my body together, and I was an athlete, and I was running better, and everything in my life was improving. I started spending my money on getting clothes, and I was still going to the casino, so I was drinking. And I was enjoying myself in Las Vegas, because Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. And I was enjoying myself very much. I had girls all over the city, and I was doing things all over Northtown, because that's where I hung out. And I was hanging out with a lot of homeless people, and I was trying to help them improve their life. But I was a victim of the drug game. Now, you know, if I had really thought about it, I could have been selling drugs and making money. But I never really was that interested in being around that crack cocaine. I wasn't that interested in having that crack cocaine around me all the time. I had it around me a little bit at a time, because as long as I had the drugs in my area, in my possession, I had girls around. And, you know, I'm a sucker for women. I'm a pimp, baby. I'm pimping all day long. And I got girls on the inside, on the outside, up and down, all around. That's what I do. But, you know, it wasn't beneficial to me at all, because my girls, they took care of me. They gave me a little of this, and then they gave me a little of that. And when I was homeless on the street, I had girls that let me come and live in their house with them. So I wasn't on the street all the time. But I had to give up something, and that meant I had to give them a little money to help them get some crack cocaine, so they could be high. And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, in my vacant apartments that I moved into, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And, you know, she got to the point where she was slowing down on smoking the crack. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack, because I ain't got no more money to spend. spend on crack. Because now I'm getting ready to get my own apartment, and I got to pay bills. So I started concentrating on paying bills instead of smoking crack. And she was with me. She understood the situation. And so we lived together, and it was good. She cleaned the house. She washed my clothes. She cooked my food. It was good. We had sex at night. It was a good relationship. But I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her, and she was tripping. She was going through withdrawal, and she ended up moving out of my house. I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back, and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left. And I was like, wow, I can't believe that. But around the first of the year, I decided that I was going to slow down altogether. And I moved into a house, and I decided that I wasn't inviting none of my drug friends to my house. And that was going to be my resolution. I was going to change the way that I lived. I wasn't going to be involved in smoking no crack cocaine no more. I wasn't even going to be involved and hanging out with the dealers that I dealt with, because I knew a lot of dealers. But I moved on. I said, well, I don't like the way crack makes you feel, because it's not like smoking weed. Weed, you get a little buzz, and it creeps up on you a little at a time. But crack cocaine hits you right away. Boom! And your heart is beating real fast, and it's a rough high. And you don't need that kind of situation, because if you smoke too much crack, your heart will stop, because they say crack kills. And crack will kill you if you allow it to. So you got to watch what you're putting in your body. So I slowed down, and I got to the point where I didn't even need the drugs anymore, although I still had girls. And they were still coming around, and some of them would ask me if I had some dope and if they could get some dope from me. And I'd tell them, no, I don't have any right now. So, you know, if you want to do something, then we can do it, and then you go get the dope on the outside, you know. And you don't have to worry about coming back and sharing with me, because I'm clean. I'm clean and sober. So that's how I adjusted. And it was the new year, and I said, that's how I will be a better person. I'll be a bigger man, and I'll be a better person all the way around, because I'm going to be clean and sober. And I didn't have to go to no program, because I'm self-motivated. I'm self-taught. I know how to do stop the things that I do and start doing the right thing. So that's what I did. And I changed my whole life. And I had somebody that came into my life and tried to do some damage to me. And he ended up doing damage to me, and I ended up suffering. But I'm alive and kicking, and I'm going to be back on the block real soon, and I'll be doing big things in Vegas, and people will hear about me, and the people that mistreated me will be shocked when they hear that I'm coming back around. So, you know, I'm just telling everybody, get your situation together. Be a better person. Make yourself, give yourself some rules that you can live by. And if you want to save some money, you need to cut down on your drinking. I don't say cut it out, but just cut down on it. And you can cut down on your smoking cigarettes, too, because smoking cigarettes ain't going to do nothing but lead you to an early grave. So you can do that. And if you cut down on your dope smoking, you can be a better person and you don't have to run into no enemies on the street, because dealers always want to do you wrong, even though they just want your money. They're not concerned about your health and your benefits. So that's the way that is. And I tell you that from the heart. Once you get away from all the dope dealers, you can be a better person and you can live a better life. And I say, don't take my word for it. Look at how I live. I'm G Money. I got a comedy album coming out. I'm live on stage. I'm live on the radio. I got things going on now that I've given up that negative drugs. I don't need it because I can be live without it. So anyway, Papa D, can you play a commercial break? I think it's time for me to rest my vocals. And we'll be back in a minute.
Don't let it cry. Don't let that little girl cry.
Baby, 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 baby
On Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. This is 2019. We're in a new year, and we got new things going on all over the place. I got a comedy album coming out, and you can buy it on the internet. I'll give you the website, not today, but in a few days, I'll give you the website where you can order the comedy album off of the internet, and you can download it to you so that you can listen to it at home among your friends. It should be really funny. I got some good jokes and some good stories and some good things to talk about. Yes. This is 2019. Wow. I was born in 1957. And this is 2019? Wow. That was a long time ago when I was born. And as I think about it, man, I've been alive a long time. Wow. That's amazing. But I've been a good boy, so, you know, good things happen to good people. So I'm very grateful for the things that have gone on in my life because I played baseball for about 20 years from elementary school to college, and I played football for about 10 years from elementary school to high school, and I played basketball for about 7 years from elementary school to high school. So, yeah, I guess I had a good life. My sports career was outstanding. And I had a Letterman's jacket. Oh, man, I set the school on fire with my Letterman's jacket because my Letterman's jacket looked like I was an All-American. And I wasn't really all of that. But I looked good, and people got the impression that I was a good athlete. And I was, and I wore that Letterman's jacket all the way through college. People said, man, that jacket is old. You graduated in 76, and you're still walking around wearing that jacket. I said, yep, I earned the letter that I got on this jacket. I played sports. I earned my basketball, I earned my football, and I earned my baseball because I played on the school team, and I earned the right to wear this jacket. And so on the back of the jacket, it says, nothing but that street dog. That's right. That was the name of our defensive backs when I played football in high school. We were the fastest defensive backfield in the city. And I was very proud to be a street dog. Even though I didn't play as a street dog, I played as a defensive end. So I was kind of like a linebacker. But during the warm-ups in the pregame, I worked out with the street dogs. I worked out with the safeties and the corners. And I ran all the drills with the defensive backs. So I was part of the crew. And then I went and started on the defensive line. And one day, I made every tackle in the game. I had a great game. I made every tackle because they kept running the ball to my side of the field. And I kept making the tackle. They kept thinking they were going to fake me out or they were going to have somebody block me. But no, it wasn't to be had. I made the tackle on every play that they ran to my end of the field. That's right. I was aware of where the ball was, and I was on the ball every time it came my way. So it wasn't nothing that they could do to stop me unless they pulled out a lineman and pulled him down the line like they did in the next game we played when we played the championship team. They pulled the big guy out, and he pulled and came down the line, and I was there waiting on the running back, and the big lineman ran down the line and blocked me, and he was big. We called him Andre the Giant. I grew up with him. He was a big dude, and he came running down the line. And he was about 6'4", about 260, and I was like about 6 feet tall, about 190 pounds, and he just came charging. And I said, well, I'll take him on, and I'll knock him out, knock the interference down, and my defensive backs that are backing me up will make the tackle. Well, unfortunately, that ain't how it happened. I knocked him down, and the running back ran right around me, and he ran untouched 40 yards into the end zone. Nobody had my back. They didn't back me up like they were supposed to. So we ended up losing the game. They beat us bad. It wasn't even a competition, but that's why they were the champions, and we were just, I don't know what we were. I think we won 3 games out of 8 games that year, so we weren't even a threat to the system. I don't even think we qualified for the playoffs. I think we were just there, and, you know, it was a good game. It was a good season for me, but, you know, that's the way it goes when you're playing ball. I finished that year and moved on to college, and I did something else. I played baseball in college, and that was okay. But, yeah, I think it's time for another commercial break. So, Papa D, play a song and then drop the commercial spot. And maybe drop a PSA while you're at it. And we'll be back in a minute. We'll be right back. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? It's 2019. I can't believe it's 2019. Wow, that's a long time from the day I was born. And it's a lot of time left before I go. So I'm doing some special stuff. I want you to be aware and be on the lookout for G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I have a comedy album coming out this month, and you should be able to pick it up on the internet. You can download it for your friends so you guys can sit back and listen and have big laughs. It will be available the month of January. I can't tell you when. The producers are still putting together the release date, so I will let you know as soon as I'm informed. But it will be sometime in the month of January. That's right, 2019, G-Money, the Pimp Comic, will have an album out, and you can listen to his comedy and laugh your butt off. Because I tell a lot of jokes, and I tell a lot of stories, and a lot of stuff is really funny. At least it's funny to me. I think it'll be funny to you, too. So be on the aware of looking out for G-Money, the Pimp Comic, live, comedy live on talk radio. Okay, now, also, I'm doing a section on my radio show called Ask G-Money. So if you have something that you'd like to ask me, you could just put it on the chat line. Put your question on the chat line, and I'll answer it live on the radio. So whatever your question is, it could be good, it could be bad, it could be whatever you want it to be. I'll answer it live on the radio. So Ask G-Money is the section that you need to listen for so that you can hear the questions that people are asking me, and you can listen to the answers that I'm giving them. Yep, I try to be straight with them, but it may be funny don't know. It depends on how I feel the day that they're answering. They're asking me the questions and how I feel when I give them the answers. So we'll wait and see what happens. Okay, DJ Papa D, play another song and then drop another public service announcement, if you will, and we'll be back in a minute. Are you finished picking and poking?
Should be Melody, baby, 'cause your personality is so melodic. I've been dreaming to the tune of you since first we met. You turn me on in a day, baby. Number one with a bullet on my chart. You're a total smash, baby. Pop, your R&B, your M-O-R, your easy listening. Turn me on in a day, Baba. By the way, what key are you in, baby?
was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco. And I was hanging out in San Francisco. And I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? He said, well, let's take a walk. And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls over at the side. And they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling us. He said, no, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street. Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, let's go over there and look. And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said, the ones with the knot in their neck are not women. And I was like, what? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh, my God. And I was, like, checking them out. Well, I was walking down the street, and girls would be waving at me. And I go, oh, you ain't no woman. Don't be waving at me. And I walk off. And I was so shocked. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dick, you know it's a man. But you might just stop.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. And everybody around the world. Yes, this is 2019. We got big things going on in Las Vegas. Oh, yeah. I can tell you about some concerts that are coming up that you might want to come check out. We got Boyz II Men going to be live at Caesar's Palace pretty soon, probably in the month of February. And we got a bunch of acts performing at the New Orleans Casino and Entertainment Center. And they're going to be in performing for Valentine's Day in the month of February. So it's a lot going on in Las Vegas. And these are just in the first 2 months of Las Vegas shows. So be aware. And come on down and check out the shows and see what's happening. All right. What else did I want to say? Oh, Papa D, play the commercial for MASH. Memes. I'm sorry, memes. Because we need to get that out to everybody so they can, the stores and the restaurants can know where to give, where the contact to, if they got food to give away for the homeless and for the low-income people. the organization means. M-E-A-N-S. We need all of the stores and restaurants that are donating food or have food to donate to the homeless agencies or to low-income agencies. They need to contact me. Go on the internet and find the website and find the database for Means and register your store or your restaurant. And if you have food that you want to give to homeless people or to low-income people, then register with Means and register with their database on the internet so that they can make arrangements to pick up the food that you have to distribute. And if you're a charity and you're interested in receiving food because you want to give food to low income or to the homeless, then you need to contact Means and register with their database and let them know that you want to receive food because you have people that you want to give the food to. So go on the internet, pull up Means, M-E-A-N-S, and pull up their database and register your charities to the database so that the food that is available to be given away, you'll be able to receive some of that food. And you can use it for the homeless or low-income people or however you want to distribute the food. It will be available to you. Yes, Las Vegas, this is the year 2019, and we got a lot of activities going on in Las Vegas. So you need to be aware and get involved, because it's a lot going on and it's a lot of fun to be had in the entertainment capital of the world. That's right. So anyway, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to thank you for listening to today's show. We'll be back on Thursday, and then Friday we do the show for the homeless. So I'll be back on Thursday at 3 o'clock to talk some more to you. And we're going to get ready for this weekend because we got NFL playoff games coming up. So I want to thank Papa D for his help in the studio, and thank Big Nasty for his participation in the showcase. And I want to thank everybody for listening. Remember, this is 219. Look in the mirror and get yourself together. Make a change. All right, I'm out of here. Peace.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.